Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tune to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, that city of sunshine and the palm trees blowing in the wind. Wish you were here. Just paint a picture in your mind today, the palm trees just blowing and blowing in the wind. It's a beautiful sight, isn't it? Well, it's so glad to be with you again today, you and you. Greetings to you. Lots of love and hugs to you, especially you. Those that listen on a continued basis, we appreciate you highly. Give us a call, you know, and let us know at 347-857-3925. Give us a call. We would appreciate it if you do it while we're on the air. Won't you do that for us, please? And let us know. Let us know just how you appreciate this program. You just want to thank God for something, the being alive this year, or whatever you're expecting God to do for you, whatever way it goes, call us and let us know. We just tell you, we just love God and we love God's people. Yes, we do. It doesn't matter who you are, where you grew up, or whatever the case may be. We love God's people. And that means what? We love you. Yes, we do. And we are praying for you too. Also, we have some people that we want to pray for today. We're still praying for LaWanda Sheffield. We're praying for her 100% recovery from lupus. We are praying for her for that. Bless God that they see a little sign of something good going on there, but they haven't given us all of the particulars. But we are still praying and believing God in her stead and her husband's stead. Also, we are praying for Carla Scott also, that God will touch her mind, soul, and body. We are praying for. And we are still praying for Miriam Christian also. We are asking a special prayer today because Miriam fell and bumped her head. And we are praying that nothing is wrong, that everything is fine. So we send the word to Miriam Christian right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we are asking in you, Lord, to touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, she needs your help right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for it. Father, we have a couple of serious conditions here. We praying for Sister Ella Muffet. We are praying for her today, and she has a problem with gangrene also. And we are praying, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we send the word to her right now in Jesus' name, Lord, that you touch her, Lord God. Oh, Father God, encourage her, Father. I know it doesn't look like things are going well, but in Jesus' name, we bind that spirit of gangrene from her. We bind that spirit of gangrene from Miriam Christian right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Make them everywhere whole in Jesus' name, Lord. And we thank you for it, God. Father, we pray for Houston Baldwin right now, Lord, that has quite a few ailments, kidneys and liver and infections and everything in the hospital right now. Father God, in Jesus' name, we send your word to Houston, Baldwin right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and we thank you for it. We thank you for what you're doing in his life and going to do in this day. In Jesus' name. Father God, we praying for Kendrick and Josiah and Miss Hopper. I don't know if this is the one name or what. This is what was given to me. But Kendrick, Josiah, Hopper, we are praying for you, 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 and you. In the name of Jesus, until they give us clarity of what is wrong. Also, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray today for that. We praying for God to move in a mighty, miraculous way in Steve Parrish and his family. We are praying for them right now in Jesus' name as they go through the loss of the grandmother. And we are praying for baby Journey today. Lord, right now, God, that she will recover. The Father, in Jesus' name, because nothing is too hard for you, Lord. We are praying for Ness Ritter right now in the name of Jesus and her sons and her daughters and her husband, Lord. We are praying for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it today, God. We thank you for moving in a mighty way in their life. We are praying for Pastor Deborah Bell's grandson there in Tennessee. We pray for him, Lord God, that as everything will work out all right in the courts, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, and we thank you for it, Lord. We are praying for all the pastors' children, grandchildren, and children that is incarcerated. We are praying for them today, Father God, that they will get out and, Lord God Almighty, and live for you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it today, God. We thank you for moving today in a mighty way, Father God. In Jesus' name, on your people, Lord. Bless your people. Save, Lord, to the utmost, Lord. Deliver them right now, Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, and we'll give you the praise, the honor, and all the glory, Father God, for blessing the ministry and the revival that's going on at New Hope Baptist Church. We praying for those people, Lord, that they will come out and be blessed and allow God to work a work in their lives. God, change their directions, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for those that are working with us, God. We thank you for them today, Father, in Jesus' name. All of those that are sick and suffering and going through today, we are asking, Father, in Jesus' name, that they will call at 347-857-3925, 347-857-3925. We appreciate that highly today. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We thank God for it today. God is really moving, people. Amen. Yes, he is. Now, when we sound funny, they say, you know, we sound, we be laughing. Well, we don't endure our salvation. We enjoy our salvation. Okay? You know, it's so enjoyable seeing how God works in people's lives and our lives also. When we are going through a great trial or tribulation, oh, my God, and God bring us out, that's a happy, happy, happy time. I don't know how you feel about it, but let me tell you, I feel good when God bring me through a great trial. He solved some problems that I couldn't solve them, you know, and God solved them. So let me tell you, you know, you just get the happy happies and the glad glads. That's what we get here. And we don't mind expressing them. See, I have a problem, the problem of the people today, they want to go around looking sad and mad all the time. You know what I'm saying? And I want to smile because I found out the more I smile, the better I look. I ain't gonna meddle with you today. No, I'm not. I'm gonna try to be nice. You know, glory be to God. Because God is moving, whether you want to believe it or not. Yeah. Huh? He is really, really moving by his power and by his spirit. And I'm thankful for it myself. Let me give you a nice little word today. Maybe this will help you out. Our wholesome attitudes about others can increase the whole sum of our happiness and successful human relations. Our wholesome attitudes about others can increase the whole sum of our happiness and successful human relations. See, we can sum it all up today. Glory be to God. See, happy, happy, happy. Yes, you know. And some people say, well, how can you be, you're not serious about your salvation or anything. See, look at you. Yeah, every time you look, you're smiling. Well, why shouldn't I smile? Why shouldn't you smile? Don't you serve a great big God? Don't you serve a God that cares, an awesome God, a mighty God, a God that heals, saves, and delivers? Don't you serve that same God? I sure hope you do. If you don't, you better get acquainted with my God. Honey, because God does great and wonderful things, and I'm telling you, it's enough to make you smile. You don't even need to go to the, what you call them people, cosmic person that do the, all that operating on your face and your, and, you know, cosmic surgery and all that stuff. You don't have to go to them kind of people. You hear me? You do not have to go to them people because God put a smile on your face and it takes away all them wrinkles. Yes, it do. Makes you a beautiful person when people see you. Oh, you're so beautiful. And all it is your smile. You're smiling. You're happy and your eyes are twinkling. Mm-hmm. You see? Come on now. Look.
Thank you.
Look at yourself. Just a twinkle, twinkle, twinkle. You know, I tease engineer here. You can tell when she ain't. Something is wrong because she don't smile. Other than that, she's laughing about something all the time. She laughs at stupid stuff. You know, bless God. I mean, even if she don't be laughing, I know she's sick of something wrong, you know, because she always, she smiles. She laugh. Everything you say, she laughs. I don't care what you say, she'll bust out laughing really like that. And God like happy people. He don't want no sourpuss, you know. You every time you look like you sucked on a lemon. You know, bless God, you need to get a life here and let go and let God have his way in your life so that you can put a smile on your face. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what you ought to do today. Just laugh about nothing. You know, it doesn't have to be get something serious. Just laugh about something, just something funny. I know somebody done said something funny in your lifetime or did something funny. And, you know, think about that. That's what you do. You say, is that your message today? No, but it's good. Huh? It's a good message anyhow, right? But I could weave it in now. I could weave it into what I'm talking about because, you know, smiling goes to any message you preach. You can put something about smiling up in there because we need that joy because Jesus came that we have some joy. You see, this is what he wants us to have, some good in our life, not no misery. Ain't nothing but the devil making you miserable all the time, mad all the time, looking evil all the time, talking evil all the time, negative all the time. That's nothing but an evil person, you see. So get rid of it right now. We bind that spirit. Let's pray for it. We bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus for every listener that's mad, every listener that don't know how to smile. In the name of Jesus, Father, put a smile on their face, Father God. And let me tell you, and it ain't all about your money, because money don't make you smile. Money can make you more miserable because you be trying to find out how to keep it. Oh, my. So put a smile on your face. It ain't yours anyhow. It belongs to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I guess I'm wind up a little bit on that, ain't it? Hallelujah, Jesus. God is just so good. I tell you, I don't know what I'd do without him. And I don't even want to find out. I don't know about you. I'm just talking to you because this is the time to talk about it. And we just talk about the smiles on people. Have you walked around in the store and watched people? They most miserable. Shopping, just buying stuff, trying to make themselves happy. If I never go to the store and buy anything, I can still be happy. Yes, I can, because I'm happy with myself. Hallelujah, hallelujah, because of Jesus Christ in my life. So that makes me happy, huh? And you try to take the smiles off my face. You know you got some enemies around always trying to make you miserable, trying to say something to discourage you and make you upset and everything. You seen them kind of people? Every time they open their mouth, they ain't got nothing good to say. That's a most miserable person in misery love company. They want somebody else to be miserable too. But listen, I'm not playing the games. I'm not going into that with them. Nobody. I don't have to be miserable because you're miserable. No sirree. I like being happy. How about you? I just love, and I like to be around happy people because that encourages you, you know, and makes you forget about it if you have any trouble, you know. Just makes you forget about it, right? Because they just tickle you pink, don't they? Now, why do we say that? I like to ask the questions, you know. Why do we say tickle you pink? Is you going to turn pink? I guess it's a happy color. Pink is a happy color, I guess. You know, it's a lively color anyway. Glory to God. So we want you live. Yes. But I just, you know, I'm going to talk a little. You know, yesterday we was talking about God accepting us, you know, God accepting you, you know, being accepted by him and all, you know. It's not just that God accepting you, but are you accepting him too? This is a two-way street, you see. And I like to think about that because of so many people that are not being accepted by others. And they have a mental problem. They're in depression and all that stuff is going on, thinking of doing weird and wicked stuff, you know, because they are depressed, because they are not being accepted by someone. Or someone may have said an unkind word to them. But I'm here to tell you this today. Don't let it bother you. Just don't let it bother you. Let's read the scripture, Romans the 8th chapter, and see where we're going to start at. Well, I believe I'll start up a little ahead here just to give you a little Bible reading for today. The 28th verse, I'll start there. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. See, first long, so are you called according to the purpose of God? Did God call you? Now, when you know that, everything that happens to you, everything that people say to you, it has a purpose in your life. You say, what? Yes. You know, when they say wicked things about you, one thing, you won't say it to somebody else. Do you see what I'm saying? You'll learn, I will not say that because I don't feel good, then the next person won't feel good either. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Think about that now. Because God has a purpose for everything that's going on in your life. No matter how small it is or large it is, he has a purpose for it happening to you. And we were just going over some rough edges in our life. The engineer and I was going over these things, and we was saying something, and we have asked it, and you probably ask it too. When something real look very bad that happens to you in your life or your young life, you ask, why me? Don't you? Huh? Why me? Why did this happen to me? What made this happen to me? You know, you ask these questions, but do we ever get an answer? An answer that we are satisfied with or feel comfortable with? I don't think so. I don't remember an answer coming that I was, you know, I don't remember one coming, period, tell you the truth, that I'll be able to answer the question. But we ask these questions oftentimes. But, you know, God has a reason. I have to stay with this scripture here. To them who are the called according to his purpose, every tragic thing that happens, every good thing that happens, God has a purpose for each one. You see what I'm saying? But you may not can see it, but know this. It is for a purpose, okay? And someday, if not now, you will know. Now, when God decides to reveal it, I don't know. Let's read on to the 29th verse. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestine it to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. 30th, moreover, whom he did predestine, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. Now listen at this. What shall we say then to these things? All right, I want you to hear that. If God be for us, who can be against us? Huh? So you've got to accept yourself. You hear what I'm saying? You've got to learn how to accept yourself, who you are, and what has occurred in your life. Ah, yes, yes, yes. Do you get it? He said, what shall we say then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Mm-hmm. Now, if the scripture going to say, I got to read this one. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So there is a purpose right there revealed to us also. He want to give us freely all things. Jesus gave up his life for us. God gave him to us, huh? For a purpose, to deliver us. Do you see what I'm saying? Every one of us, we should be delivered. All of us is not going to be delivered because we can't accept God. We can't accept the purpose that he planned for us. Do you see what I'm saying? Glory be to God. But you that know that there is a reason why you were born. There's a reason why you were born like you were born, whether it was illegitimate or not. The purpose was you being here. And the reason why you're going through that, you may not know it at this time, but if you continue on with God, you continue holding on to the Son, Jesus Christ, it will be revealed in its time. Huh? Why it happens. Glory be to God. But right now, it may not be any reason why you need to know, because who knows what you would do with that reason. Glory be to God. God only knows this. Do you get it? He is the only one that knows what will happen if you knew the why. See, we ask these questions, but God keep it from us, the answers from us, and he has his own reason. So let us rest in that. Can you rest in that? I hope you can. You see, because we wholly don't want to accept ourselves to be weak. We don't want to accept ourselves that we are not perfect. You know, everybody want to be perfect. Everybody want people to speak well of them. Everybody want to be famous and, you know, have plenty of money and all of that. All of that is good in its place. Glory be to God. But if God has not made a way for you or given you an idea how to obtain all this, then leave it alone for right now and be happy with what you are, who you are, and what God has already placed in your life. Can you do that today? I hope you can. Glory be to God, because that's the only way you're going to live in peace is accepting yourself, who you are, and what God has already placed in your life. And when he is developing you and processing you and bringing you to another level of life, then you will also be happy in that time too. Do you get the picture? Come on now. Amen. Because God does thing in the process of development. Do you see? He puts you in these phases, glory to God, developing you to the purpose. Do you get the picture? Help me, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. So don't start worrying about what ain't, and don't stop worrying about what you don't have and wishing it was somebody else. And some of the women talking about, you know, I wish my husband was like that. Well, you got the one you choose, didn't you? Glory be to God, but they ain't like that. So that's, you got the one you had. Don't you would have got that same one. Now, there's no two men alike. There's no two women alike. So men need to stop the same thing. They need to stop hiding. Oh, I wish my wife looked like this. No, you chose that big fat one. You chose that little thin one. Glory be to God. You chose those women, so stop trying to make them somebody else you thought you want, you think you want. Glory to God, you got what you want. Be satisfied. Don't try to make them, is she real heavy? Don't try to make them look like a pencil. You see what I'm saying? If she's a pencil, stop trying to make her look like she's a hamburger. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You need to quit. Hamburger. Glory to God. You need to quit trying to make somebody something else that they are not. Accept them for who they are at this point, and God will make the changes in their life if he see fit. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know, so stop trying to be their doctor. Stop trying to be their cosmic, how you call that, surgery man that changes your face and everything. You know, you want to change what they look like. Well, I don't like this and I don't like that about that. You make the person feel insignificant themselves by all this what you don't like. Well, you should have married that other sister. Glory to God, instead of that one. You see, now you want to make her look like the one you didn't get. That don't even make sense, do it. Now, how can you be happy? You don't have the real thing. Do you get the picture? Glory be to God. You need to quit. My God, because God has made you who you are for a reason and for a person. Accept yourself as you are. Don't allow anyone to put all this guilt on you that you need to spend money. Then you go out there, take every dime you got trying to make yourself over. You know you do that. I'm going to change my ears. I'm going to change my eyes. Now they go and talk about changing their eyeballs, the color of them, and all of this, and the shape of them. Leave your eyes alone before you go back. blind. My God, why you want to mess with stuff that's already perfect? God made them as perfect as they should be when you came into this world. That's the way he made them. Now you want to change things. Mm-hmm. You probably can get more work done just like you are instead if you change. And you know, I was reading somewhere where this woman was very, very heavy, 300 or 400 pounds or more, and she lost weight. You know, she lost a lot of weight, and she kind of got way down slim, you know, and she was just as unhappy. She missed being with all that weight. She missed that. Can you imagine that? I mean, you did it. Glory to God, you see. And you thought it was going to make you happy and everybody was going to love you. But they don't, huh? The people don't. Your friends don't. Your loved ones don't. You see, you didn't accept your own self the way you were. Do you get the picture? You were trying to be somebody else. All right, come on now. God accepts you the way you are. He accepts you the way you are because he made you, didn't he? Yeah. So thank God. Thank God for what you are. Now, if your health is bad and it's causing you bad health, then you should make some changes. Stop eating so much or whatever the case may be. What's going on? You change that. That's what you change because it's a matter of life or death. Not because somebody else don't like you the way you are. Not because you can't get your this man you want. He probably don't belong to you anyway. You see what I'm saying? Are you trying to get this woman, somebody else's wife? You take somebody else's woman or whatever. Leave him alone. You know God will give you who you're supposed to have, who will like you just the way you are. You hear what I'm saying? No matter what size, how tall, little, short, big, or whatever you are, you know, one eye, you know, one ear, you know. Let me tell you, some of these people that ain't got no limbs and got a husband. And you got four limbs, you got two arms, two legs, two everything. And you ain't got none. But you study trying to be like somebody else. You see what I'm saying? You got to accept yourself the way you are. And I love to read stories and about the people that was born without this, that, or the other, and they just accept themselves the way they are, and they become experts at doing things the way they are. Look at Joni Totter, that a young lady been, ever since she got injured, she been all over she go all over the world using what she have. She accept herself as she is, what has happened to her, so therefore she uses. She paint pictures with her teeth. She don't have the use of her hands or her legs, but she paints. She do everything. She help people. You know, she have an outreach ministry and everything because she accept herself. Do you get the picture here today? Accept yourself for who you are and the way you are right now. What did God made you or what happened to you in your life? Use it for the glory of God. That's all I can say, no matter how tragic it was. When God bring you out, use what has happened to you for the glory of God. Let him get the glory out of that you thought was tragic. And it's actually not tragic, but it was a purpose that for your life. I know you don't want to hear that, but it was a purpose for your life. Anyhow, God did it. You see what I'm saying? So accept it today. That's all. That's all we want you to do. Be yourself. Just be yourself. Take that other mask off. You went to the store and bought a mask because you want to cover up everything. My. I tell you, people, oh, Lord God is waiting for you to be yourself so that he can use you and get the glory out of your life to suit himself. That's all he want to do. Just turn yourself away. Stop looking at what somebody else got. Well, they got a bigger house than I do. They have a bigger church than I do. You know, and preachers going around hollering about that. I'm going to have the biggest church around. You are doing what? Out of envy and jealousy, you're going to try to build a bigger church than the pastor down the street got. You know that ain't right, huh? Be yourself. If you don't have but a storefront, use it for the glory of God. Do you get me today, huh? Stop trying to waste your time and somebody else's money and got everybody worrying and in depression and everything because of your greed. Don't do that. Glory to God. My God, let God work it out in your life. Let God work out your church in your life. Maybe you don't need no mega church, you know, because by year you won't even have it. The people will be gone. Because such a great burden will be on them. Glory to God. You need to just be yourself. Accept yourself today. That's what I want you to do. Just accept yourself. That's as you are now. Forget all that other stuff. Get saved, set free of whatever you bound up with, baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. Get all that you have to have in Jesus Christ, and then allow him to use you. Allow him to get the glory out of your life, huh? Set you up where you need to be set up, that you may do what he called you to do. Because every one of us have a call on our life, but it's up to us to answer the call. Is that right? Come on, think about it now. It's up to us to answer the call. Well, now, you know, we do have a guest with us today, our own pastor. Our own Pastor Sharon is here today. Yes, yes, yes. Deacon Mike didn't show up today, but we thank God for Pastor Sharon here. So we're going to turn it over and just let her go ahead today. She's here today.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter. I tell you, you know, that's something to think about today. You know, your purpose, the reason you were born, why this happened and that happened in life, the this and the that of your life. But I'm glad to know that everything works out for good, for your good today. You may go through great sorrow. You may go through great pain. You may go through great disappointment. Whatever it is today, know that it's all working for your good. I'll tell you, she was talking about, the apostle was talking about, you know, people doing for different purposes and different reasons. But you got to be happy with who God makes you. You got to know who you are, number one, and whose you are. When you know who you are, not the name that you were born with, but when you know who you are, you can be high standing the confidence and know that whose you are, because you got to recognize that you are special. If no one ever tell you you're special, because a lot of times when the child is born, the mama and the daddy has to say, oh, my pretty baby, oh, you such a handsome little baby, oh, you are so cute. Oh, you start speaking life into that child. And when you speak life into that young spirit, that spirit grow up and start being confident. I remember my daughter when she was a small little girl, and she went to elementary school, and the teacher told her, oh, you my nice little Barbie doll. And she, you know, with her skin color, told her, you my little Barbie doll. And I remember she was a shy little girl, but when that teacher, elementary teacher, told her, you my pretty Barbie doll girl, I tell you, she had a beautiful smile on her face. You could not tell her no more that she wasn't a pretty little Barbie doll. Oh, she knew her confidence was rose up in her. She knew that it doesn't matter who came up and called her any other name, but she knew she was pretty. Oh, my goodness. And she walked with that word that the teacher imparted in her when she was just, 5 years old. She remembered what that teacher said. She even remembered the teacher name. And she called her beautiful. She called her pretty. And she spoke into her life. So as it lets me know that you got to speak in that child's life. If that child hear positive word that they are gorgeous, they are smart, you can do it, you can sing. You know how little kids be singing. Oh, they may sing, "Oh, McDonald have a farm." They may sing, "Jesus love me, this I know." But you say, "Oh, baby, you got a beautiful boy." And when you say to that child confidence becomes more and more. And the purpose that God made for that child could be formed more in that child. So when that child becomes a young man or young woman, they can walk in the confidence of who they are. It doesn't matter what words may come their way, they'll still remember because what? The word is rooted in them. That seed is in them of what the person spoken, whether it be words of life or word of death. But you know what? We don't pay attention. Power, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And we don't, a lot of time, we don't think that because we are people of God, we got to speak the word of God of life. Even the sinner man know that when you compliment someone and say something good, it bring forth a smile in the person's face. But sometimes, even when it comes to spirit of correction, the correction is for your good, because the word of God let us know. God say that if you don't conform to His way, then you are not His son or His daughter. So know today that there's a purpose for everything. There's a purpose for everything. Just like the sunshine in the morning, it shines on everything around it. And even when the night comes down, it's for you to get what? Time for you to go to sleep. So know that according to Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose." What's your purpose today? A lot of times we don't know our purpose. We may go to school and you don't know. It's time to graduate and you still don't know what it is you want to do. It takes someone to go in now and have a little talk to see what it is, what's your best subject, what's the best thing, what's your talent, in order for you to know where to go. We all need direction, but the best direction you can get when God give your parents and give you come into your parents' life, and your parents is there to guide you and teach you the word of God and teach you the things that what you should do, what you shouldn't do, then you may have an idea. But if you don't, you're not fortunate to have that. Why? God is right there to teach you. He told you He'll send you what? The comforter that will lead and guide you into all truth. So you can walk and know that you have a purpose today. Predestinate means purpose. It's the same thing. That's a purpose. Jesus came and He died on the cross. His purpose was to redeem man back to Christ. So we know that we are to do what? Know our purpose. When you have purpose, you can go forward. When you got purpose, you can fulfill the vision. When you know what is it, what you're doing, you can go ahead and be confident in all things, knowing that God is the one leading and guiding you into all truth. Know that God is your help. Know that God is the one that make provision just for you. God is the one that can turn it around. God is the one that can change your purpose. You may be going the opposite direction, but then the word of God comes forth in your life and it brings forth a light that you can turn around and walk into purpose, walk into your destiny, what God has created for you from the foundation of the world. While you were yet in your mother womb, God knew what is it He purposed inside of you. It may be buried all the way down. Why? Because so much stuff has happened to you. So it's all what? Buried down. So everything has to come out now, just like a junk pile, you know? It's all piled up, and it's all piled up all the way up. And then the word of God comes forth, and the junk pile starts going piece by piece. And sometimes, you know how on TV where they show them houses where the people people hoarding, and all they think about a hoarder house now, all that junk piling up in the hoarder house. And I tell you, you may find anything inside of it. You may find some rotten food up in there. You'll find some broken things. You'll find two of the same thing inside, but you don't think about it like that. You don't even ask God, what's up inside of me, man? What's up inside of me? It's just like the hoarder house. Everything that have happened to you in your life is inside of you. And then the word of God has to come forth and speak forth. And you know, when the light comes into the darkness, oh, you be trying to cover it back up. And you know how the hoarder, they say, okay, you got to get rid of this now. And the person starts about to let it go, then they snatch it back, and then they get all upset and say, no, that's nothing wrong with that. That's the way I am. But you know what? But the word of God say, no, I'm calling you into purpose now. Oh, I got to take out some of the junk on the inside. I got to do what? Take those things out. Why? Because on the bottom of all that junk is your purpose. And when I bring forth the light of God in you and all that junk start coming out, think about the houses now. Think about the hoarder house, how they have to come in and they have to take it slow process now. It don't happen all overnight now. It's slow slow process. It's a process. Because why? The person had all that stuff there all long time ago. So God has to what? He has to take your time, process, eliminate, take things out, and then we snatch it back. You may take out 10 things, you snatch back 2. So it's a process. So why? When all that thing is clean out, then why? You can see clearly. Why? You can know whose you are. You can know you're walking into purpose. So know today, everything is working out for your good. Sometimes you pay for your sins of your fathers now. People don't want to say this. You pay for what your parents done. Because what? We know in the word of God that the third and the fourth generation pay for things now that the other generation did. So when you come into Christ Jesus, he got to do what? The good thing about it, when you accepted Jesus as your Savior and you change your bloodline, oh, you come on now, some life can be breathed into your bloodline. Why? Because you've been changed. Your DNA has been changed. Why? Because you're grafted into the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So know today is still working what? For my good. Oh, it don't matter what they may call me, it's still working out for my good. It don't matter what they still see, it's working out for what? My good. Because I know that God, what God has said over my life, it is so today. He called me into what? Purpose today. So you can speak to yourself not today. You may be a drunkard, but I ain't a drunkard no more. Or you used to be a drinker, and you used to be a drunkard, but you are not a drunkard anymore. Why? Because you recognize whose you are. You recognize that God bought you with a price, and your past has nothing to do with your future. Why? Because you did not know whose you were. You did not know you were connected to the King of Kings. You did not know you were connected to the Lord that created all things, because the enemy comes and put a spirit of deception and let you believe that you are just like your natural father, not knowing that you are nothing like your natural father. You may have the outer appearance, you may have the carnal mind, but you are also connected to your spiritual father, and his name is Jesus. I'll tell you, when you are brought up in a home that don't believe in Jesus, they believe in any other power but the power of Jesus, or they may compromise the power of God. But when you come into realization that God is all power today, it does something different for you. And it doesn't mean it that it's all easy now. Just like the hoarder, you've been into that house for a long time. It's hard now. It's gonna cause some pain. Oh, your feelings gonna get hurt. It's gonna be some sensitive area. It's gonna be some wrong is there, just like a fresh cut. You can't put no alcohol in a fresh cut now. It'll burn. Think about that. When God start processing you, it's like a fresh cut. And you have to be what? Handle it with TLC. because it will burn. And you'll feel that pain all over again. But today, God had a purpose for you. He wants to bring forth light into you. He wants to bring forth laughter into you. He wants to bring forth joy into you. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. You need the newness of God to flow in you and through you today. You need the laughter to come through to you inside of you now. And you need the laughter to saturate you and heal those wounds. You need the laughter to heal those disappointments. You need the laughter to renew your youth like the eagle. I tell you, you need to look up and live today and know that your Redeemer lives. God has a purpose for you. Oh, you know how people say, oops, I was a mistake. My mama and my daddy say, oh, I was a mixer. But you know what? God said you were not a mistake. God said it was not an error. See, a lot of time we speak those things and say, oops, I didn't mean to get pregnant, but God said, I meant for you to get pregnant. I meant for you to come forth into this world. Why? Because every great man and woman of God, they don't have that squeaky clean background. They don't come from a parent that their mother and father are together. I remember a prophet, his parents throw him away. I tell you, I don't know if he's still alive today, but we heard the story why he was thrown away, and a person found him in the garbage can, but they did not know what they thrown away. They throw away one of God's precious gifts. He was a prophet of God, and you don't know what's in that child. You don't know what's the purpose in the child. But you know what? He was going forth preaching the word of God. He did not say, because my parents throw me in the trash can, or my parents leave me in the garbage can, or they leave me in the library, in the hospital. But God have a purpose for you today. It doesn't matter who you came through, but you had to be here. I'm reminded, we were told even in deliverance class, there's a purpose for you. And when God start going into deep into your history, he'll let you know, listen, yes, you came through a wicked lineage, but I am the one. I'm the one that created you. I'm the one that allowed you to be birthed forth into that lineage. Why? Because I have a purpose. My purpose was for you to come into this world, and my purpose was for you to do the work that I called you for. Just like Jesus, when Jesus was about to come for, what? Herod wanted to kill him. Why? He wanted to kill the purpose. He wanted to stop the purpose. Why? For Jesus to come back into this world as flesh to redeem man back to him. It's the same thing just for you and me. When he tried to what? Stop your purpose, even in the womb. Things may have gone through, happened to you in your life. You may be come from a broken home, but you know what? Jesus is the one that can put you back together again, even right now. Oh, you may have been brought up in a poverty, but I know today that God is wealthy. There's no poverty in God. So you don't have to allow that poverty mindset to keep come surrounding you. You don't have to allow the poverty mindset to keep you like, I'm just like my mama. I'm just like my daddy. Oh, no, I'm not. Hallelujah. I'm not like them. I'm like what? My Jesus. I'm like him. Why? Because he let me know I had to change what? My mindset today. So I don't have to take down to anything today. I can know whose I am and know that everything that have happened to me is a purpose. Now, while you're going through it, it may not have been easy. You may have been weeping. You may have just said, Lord, I just don't get it. But you know what? Today you can say, hallelujah, anyhow. I thank you, God, for bringing me through. So know today that if you don't even understand what's happening in your life, know that God is there just for you. Get connected to the ministry. Get connected to a church. Get connected to a man or woman of God, because God can reveal your purpose through them. So they, you know, you hear the word in the Old Testament, is their word from the Lord. In order for you to get a word for the Lord, you got to get connected to your purpose today. So be blessed and know that if God is for you, who can be against you? So be blessed today. Be blessed and know that you are more than a conqueror. You can win it. You are a winner, and you're walking into his purpose. Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, God is such an awesome God. I just thank God for the word coming forward today. I tell you, you better know who you are and whose you belong to. Remember, God is love, and God accepts you for who you are. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/ Time to Talk About It and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter put out there. You can write it on a piece of paper, write the website, write the phone number, and pass it along. Just like it's helping you, it will help someone else. Tell them they can call in. They can get live prayer online with the apostle. I tell you, God is good. Also, every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line. That call-in number is 567-314-9757, code 3333#. That's 567-314-9757, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down. Take back everything that we allow. Yes, we allow the enemy to steal from us. Let us take it back right now. Pray one for another. Pray for our unsaved loved ones. Pray for the nation. Pray for the president. And know that God is love. God got you. He accepts you for who you are. Because he said he know you before you was even formed in your mama's womb. So just know, when you pray earnestly. I tell you, God is good. Every Monday, we have I'm Just Saying with Deacon Michael, and that call-in number is 917-889-2211, 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m., and you can call him. You can ask him any questions that you want. The topic is I'm Just Saying, okay? So call in, support him. Just like you want someone to support you, support him as well. And let me tell you, you missed it last night for those of you that didn't show up, but I tell you, God move, God move, God move. Let me tell you, from last night, you have tonight, and you have tomorrow night. That's the 21st, the 22nd, and 23rd. You already missed the 21st. Don't miss the 22nd and the 23rd, okay? At New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. That's right, New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. And that address is 31720 State Road 437 North. That's 31720 State Road 437 North, Sorrento, Florida, 32776 at 7 p.m. nightly. You have none other than the very own preaching machine, Bishop John R. Porter Jr., back to Bible basics. So you'll be renewed, refreshed, restored, and definitely revived. And it's hosted by Pastor S.L. Clark of New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Come on out, be renewed, be refreshed, be restored. I tell you, God is good. You just missed an awesome time there in the Lord. You can call Sister Diane for directions. That's 407-406-1112. Remember, it's 7 p.m. nightly. Till then, be blessed.